So when I suggest a dual defense nascence concept of governance as a way to begin moving toward, as we claim our leadership, our full gifts, a future that's free, this is not restating Popper, but rather saying that individualistic altruism is the only true form of it that exists, if humanity is our point of reference. That we must reclaim the defining of reality, reclaim our leadership by developing, unclogging our thought, which necessarily then is challenging and demolishing the logic of rule. On the way to, that is with a goal, a conscious determination to achieve a future of fully developing individualities. All of us or none. That's the way it's done. So a transition in which we defend and ascend is a transition in which the unclogging and development of thought, of developing, reclaiming our leadership capacity, are primary. All of which can also be viewed in and through the distribution, reclaiming mobility, diversity, and speech. Nobility. Mobility, diversity, and speech. As power wants us immobile, atomized, or divided, and silent. This tripartite lens is, in essence, the transition. Mobility, off-leash, might in truth say it all. Rich and diverse experience with rich and diverse peoples, and sitting with and speaking out loud in voice and word the insights that come as you grow your gifts. And defending and ascending our mobility also means reclaiming the infrastructure of our global brain, a form of which exists in every one of us if we listen to it, the infinite. We can range the world like an eagle the air, and grow our gifts, including this greater mobility infrastructure, the fluid mutual visiting of soul. But we need to create a global infrastructure of helping. We need to help each other because it fosters our growth and it helps to avoid the myopath trap of demanding full accountability of individuals caught in coercion. And as we've said, we hear this all the time on the left, especially in public discourse on war. In one anti-war paper I picked up recently, I read, quote, "If every foot soldier threw down his rifle, war would end," unquote. And while that seems like a noble sentiment, it could have the unintended effect of leading those who don't to blame themselves. As it almost says, "I did it, so you can too," which isn't true. We implicitly blame individuals when we aren't ourselves creating the alternative physical world for those individuals to begin shifting their allegiance to, but which first requires our creating this alternative physical world first requires our moving past the ideology of democracy and saying out loud that each human being must be free of necessity to be free. Not each human being must serve the state commensurate with their ability and be rewarded for their service with physical existence, which is what those who say they're for democracy see as its practice, as its reality. That's what it means. In concrete terms. So it's too hard without it, without a global infrastructure of helping. And our movement would grow too slow without it. So we need a network of safe places for pursuing self-creation for the species, akin to the info shops of anarchists, with the goal of planning a future in which the pursuit of happiness is not defining of individuals, but of humanity itself. Places not exclusivist, not puffed up with academic jargon, not definable by any category of class, but rather definable by life only, by our need for a world of fully developing individualities, for anyone to be. For anyone to be, so must it be for humanity as a whole. And this is why it must be we, here in the belly of the beast, the U.S. state, to do this. We, in a supposed supreme democracy, we, with a codified right to do precisely what we're doing, pursue happiness. This is where it happens. World human energy released to ensure our happiness. Because so far from it being illegal, it is our codified right. This is key. Because what we're doing must be done openly, must be seen to grow exponentially. Discussion must be robust and open. We must be the world we want to see. A world in which we live our gifts, are guided by earth reverence and a need for good fellowship. And until next week, peace.